Welcome everyone to this All Levels Hatha Yoga practice. I'm really pleased to be here with you and share with you this particular practice. It'll involve many of your favorite movements and particularly standing poses with a particular focus on the navel center region in an effort to awaken some of the healing energy, the fire element that exists at the navel center so that we can live healthier lives, live better physically, find and discover through the practice the link between activating in this particular space and physical well-being, but also the mind. And we'll get a chance to experience that over the next hour in a series of asanas, some relaxation and some meditation. So let's start. To begin, lie face down in a pose we call Makarasana, crocodile pose. It's important to, when we pursue a practice like we are here today, to establish a relationship with your breath, and in particular to the navel center region. So as Sean here, our model for the class, is demonstrating, as you breathe here in crocodile pose, Makarasana, begin to just identify and sense where in the body you feel the breath. In particular, on the inhale, sensing the abdomen expanding into the support of the floor, and at the same time, kind of a filling up, expansion in the low back region and in the side low ribs. So you really connect your mind to your breathing and feel in the body how the abdomen, the sides of the ribs, and the low back expand with each inhale. And then as you exhale, just simply let go and relax in those same spaces. So we establish this connection with our breathing at the beginning of a class, and we don't want to lose that connection. So as we go through some of the movements, some of the dynamic postural movements, we'll come back to some reminders on becoming aware of your breathing, and in particular, that focus around the navel center region. So just a couple more moments, allowing yourself to fill with each inhale and feeling that connection to the navel center region, and allowing yourself to just soften and exhale, soften and empty with each exhale. Okay. From here, you'll release the hands to the floor just under the shoulders and press yourself into an extended child's pose. So you might have the big toes touching and the knees, the thighs, a comfortable distance apart so you can breathe freely. It's going to feel nice to have that little curve in the sacrum and low back region, so just breathe into that for a moment. Then, in the spirit of linking movement to the breath, on an inhale, just simply lift your head, your chest, and your abdomen. Come up just enough to where the spine is parallel to the floor. That's it. Exhale. Pull the belly in. So engage through the abdomen as you release back down. Inhaling, lifting, extending the spine, unrounding your mid-back. Exhaling, engaging a little bit through the belly, through the abdomen as you fold forward. Just repeat a couple more times. So throughout this class, we'll do a couple different things as we breathe, in particular in the abdomen. Sometimes we'll activate consciously on the exhale in an effort to really awaken, as we talked about earlier, that Agni, that power, that transformative fire that we have in the solar plexus. At other times, we'll have a soft belly, just normal diaphragmatic breath, where there'll be no extra effort on the exhale to engage in any way. So for here, one or two more times, we're just starting to, again, link movement to breath and feel what it feels like to engage muscularly on the exhale in the abdomen. Great, now you can come up to fours. So the table pose, hands under the shoulders, knees under the hips. And you can move right into a cat stretch. So exhaling, squeezing the abdomen up and in as you round. And then inhaling, letting the belly fill, sternum extends, the throat might open. That's it. So just a few more. Really just the focus is squeezing and releasing in the abdomen. It's not a clench your teeth, tense in the jaw or face type engagement on the exhale as you round. A little bit more subtle, but definite engagement in the belly, right? The belly button to kind of pull up and in. It's not uncommon to kind of feel like you want to overachieve or, you know, engage too much. We don't want that. We want it to be very subtle but steady engagement in the abdomen on the exhale here. Great. One more just to allow the nice rounding to the spine, nice stretch along the spine, and then inhale back to center. Now slide the hands about a hand length forward, and then turn your toes under, and on an exhale, press yourself up into downward facing dog pose. So you might spend a breath or two going through some of the movements that you know your body responds real well to in a first moment or two in downward dog, like Sean is showing, pedaling the feet a little bit. Really just enjoying the stretch that you're getting to the backs of the legs and the length along the spine in the pose. And then we'll come back to that theme of coordinating breath with movement a bit. So on an inhale, gaze in between the hands, and you'll come forward a bit and kind of unround the mid-back. Great. Exhale, gaze back towards the shins as you press the pose back into the legs. And we'll repeat that another three times. Kind of allowing your movement to follow your breath rather than moving and kind of wondering, wow, did my breath come along for the ride? Really letting and allowing the breath to guide. Great. Then we'll gaze in between the hands on an inhale, and on an exhale, you can step the feet forward in between the hands for to come into a forward fold or Uttanasana. Again, enough knee bend that if... feel free to bend the knees just as much as you might need. Allow the backs of the legs to open, allow the spine to release comfortably forward and down. And then to come up, you'll bend your knees deeply, sweep your arms to your side, come to, up with the palms together overhead and finish with the palms in front of the chest. Great. So we'll do a couple warm-ups here before we go on. We'll inhale the arms overhead, and you'll clasp the right wrist with the left hand. Great. Then we'll do a couple side bends. So on an exhale, Sean will side bend to his left, and then inhale back to center. We'll do that four times, and on the fourth time, we'll hold. Just really looking for that opening on the side of the body, in particular the right side here, and especially that waist and low ribcage region. Anytime you work with the solar plexus region, it's really important to take time to open the sides of the body and the hip flexors, which we'll do here shortly. So this is the fourth time. Just a hold for maybe three breaths, equalizing the weight in between both feet and just getting that nice side stretch here on the right side. Great. Inhale back to center and release the hands. And you can roll the shoulders a time or two here in either direction just to free up anything that may have crept up in the shoulders. Great, let's inhale the arms overhead and we'll do the second side. So clasping the left wrist with the right hand. And again, four side bends now to your right, opening that left side. So coming in on an exhale, coming out on an inhale. And really, you know, we talk about breathe into that space. Well, quite literally, you can. And so you direct your inhale to really fill this space now on the left side. And on the exhale, you feel any restrictions, any stickiness, any congestion relieved with the exhale. So now Sean's holding for a few breaths here. Really inviting the breath to fill that space, just as we talked about. Good, and then you can inhale, come back to center and release the hands and arms. a few shoulder rolls in either direction, or you can change direction. Great. Then inhale the arms to your side and overhead, palms facing each other. Exhale, bend your knees and drop down into Utkatasana or chair pose. So really strong legs here. And then we'll add a little bit of dynamic movement here by exhaling, drawing the abdomen in, bending the elbows and drawing the shoulder blades together. Inhaling, straighten the arms overhead. And we'll just repeat that a few more times. Using this dynamic movement, it's not so much about where the arms go, but rather that engagement on the abdomen on your exhale. And that kind of, the abdomen naturally will move in on the exhale, as we know, as we study diaphragmatic breathing. Here we're just assisting that by muscularly engaging in an effort to stir things up a little bit and create some of that healing energy, that fire that exists at the solar plexus. Good. Next time the arms come overhead, you can pause. Now go ahead and exhale forward and fold forward into your forward fold, lifting the sit bones, coming into Uttanasana. Good. Inhale, step the left foot back. We'll come into a low lunge, so the left knee will be on the floor, and you'll bring both hands up to your right thigh. So we talked about wanting to get at the hip flexors a bit too here. So on an inhale, you'll allow your right knee to come forward a little bit. Pelvis will come forward and release down, and you look for that length on the front of that left hip. And you know as far as how far to go forward. Try not to overextend the iliopsoas. It's an easy thing to do and kind of throw out the low back. That's not what we're looking for. Rather, inhale, come forward, feel the length in the hip flexor, the iliopsoas, exhale, back off. That's it. So just moving in and out, another time or two. Good. Now, float the arms to your side and overhead. And just as we did with chair pose, exhale, draw the belly in, bend the elbows, draw the shoulder blades together. Inhale, straighten the arms overhead. And repeat three more times, exhaling, squeezing, inhaling, lengthening. That's it. And the arms come overhead. Now you'll exhale back into your lunge, so hands to the floor. And then exhale, step the right foot back to meet the left into downward facing dog pose. Real soft belly here now in down dog. As I said, we'll explore doing the class engaging in the abdomen at times, but at other times, let go. And here's an opportunity, a time where we just want to let the belly be soft. Certainly the arms and legs are active and you're bending the knees as much as you might need to cultivate that length and extension along your spine. Great. And then on an exhale, we'll step the left foot forward and drop the right knee to the floor and turn the right toes back to work with the lunges on the second side. So, yeah, start both hands on the left thigh. Inhaling, you come forward and find that place where you begin to get some feedback in the front of the right hip and work towards lengthening. You come right to your edge, but not in a striving, kind of overdo it, let me stretch this guy really aggressively. It's a little more subtle than that. The iliopsoas are a key muscle, keep the hip flexor, that are buried inside the abdominal cavity. So it takes time and careful, subtle work to get in there and to get the length that we all need in that particular muscle group. Maybe one more time coming forward. That's it. Exhale, back off. And then inhale the arms to your side and overhead. And just as we did on the first side, exhale, really activate the abdomen as you bend the elbows and draw the shoulder blades together and inhale the arms overhead. That's it. So mind linked to the body, with the body through the breath, and at the same time activating through the abdomen on the exhale, generating a little bit of heat you might feel a little bit warmer as you go through this sequence than if you had not been consciously activating in the abdomen during some of this dynamic movement. Good. Next time the arms come overhead, pause there. Now exhale, come forward into your lunge, and then step the left foot back to meet the right again on an exhale for downward facing dog pose. So again, real softness, light, real light effort in the abdomen as you breathe here. The belly will naturally move towards the spine as you exhale, and just no added effort here. Real soft abdomen. Great. Then, on an inhale, gaze in between the hands, and then exhale, you can step into that space to come into a forward fold. And then we'll go through a little bit of dynamic movement sequence here by clasping the hands behind you around the sacrum or low back. Great. Then on an inhale, you'll bend the knees and lift up through the chest to extend the spine. So you come up about two-thirds of the way, like you would for a chair. Exhale, pull the belly in, lift the sit bones, and fold forward once again. Just allowing the arms to come overhead as much as the shoulders allow. So you repeat that a few more times. Inhaling, the upper arms come together to open the shoulders, great. Exhaling, arms come overhead as much as you're able to open the shoulders. All that's important, but your primary focus is still here at the navel center. That engagement on the exhale as you fold forward. And then you hold on a little bit to that tautness as you inhale and come up. And then this time we'll hold, release the hands and arms overhead so you end up in chair pose. I know, everybody's favorite pose. Just two more breaths. You can see Sean really is solid down through the legs, but a nice extension and lift up through his spine. Good, then inhale, straighten the legs and release the arms to your side. Great, let's go on. Next thing we'll work with is a dynamic variation or version of Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1 pose. So we'll start stepping the left foot straight back. So you'll keep the feet kind of on a parallel tracks, as we say, as Sean is showing. And then take the right hand to the right hip. Then, on an inhale, you'll bend the right knee, take the left arm forward and up, that's it. Exhale, straighten the leg and release the arm. Right, repeat that about three more times. Notice how Sean's also, we want him to tilt forward just a bit. That's it. And work on engaging the abdomen on the exhale. Great. Then this time we'll come forward and hold. Then on an inhale, you'll take the right arm overhead. So now both arms are overhead. And just I'm going to have Sean tilt just a little bit more forward. Great. Then exhale, bend the elbows and draw the shoulder blades together as you engage and pull the belly up and in. And then inhale, straighten the arms overhead. And repeat that. You want to get a sense with each breath that you're getting stronger. You're getting stronger because of this activation of the solar plexus and the shaktis that reside at the navel center. And they literally move down into the pelvis and into the legs. And then as you straighten the arms overhead on an inhale, you don't lose that strength. Great. Now from here, we'll hold and inhale, draw the shoulders back a little bit, right over the hips. Now we're in like a static warrior one that you might be more used to. Soft belly here. So really feel yourself settling into the pose, into a more static hold, soft abdomen. And noticing how you feel after a little bit of dynamic movement and core activation. and now holding the typical, more static version of Warrior One. Good. On an inhale, straighten the right leg and release the arms to your side. And just pause here for a moment. So next, we'll have Sean step you'll step your back foot forward, just maybe a half foot. And we'll work with a dynamic version of another standing pose, Konasana, or Parsvottanasana. So right hand to the right hip, and then inhale, take the left arm overhead. Now, on an exhale, you'll pivot from the hips and come forward, but only so far as you can and keep the spine extended. So for Sean, that's right about there. And then inhale, come back to center. That's it. Exhale, pivot forward, abdomen drawn in. Inhale, stay a little bit engaged in your belly to support your low back as you come up on the inhale. Good. And then this next time we'll hold. Options are just to stay right here. If you feel there's a little bit too much load, take the left hand back to your left hip. Or as Sean will demonstrate, if you want to feel a little bit more challenge, you can add to the load by taking the right arm overhead. Being off vertical like this with the spine really requires an engagement in your belly. Again, try not to be a clench your teeth, tense in your jaw type engagement, but just a gradual drawing in and engagement on each exhale. Good. Now from here, go ahead and release forward and down. Still in Konasana, and your hands can be on the floor, perhaps on the thigh or the shin. If you have blocks handy at home, you can do that. But most important thing is to really feel yourself settling now. We're countering the active essence of the last two postures, especially with that dynamic movement, with a more quieting version of Konasana that's balancing to the parasympathetic nervous system. So you might feel that you're breathing a little bit rapidly, but just with another moment or two, you'll feel your breath soften a bit, slow down. The mind, to the extent it gets a little bit hot, will start to cool down as well. Good. From here, just simply step your back foot forward to come into a forward fold, Uttanasana. As much knee bend as you might need. Soft belly. And then to come up, deep knee bend, sweep your arms to your side, come all the way up. No chair pose this time. There might be another one later. For now, just finish with the hands in front of the chest. Great. Hey, we've got another side to do, don't we? When you're ready, step your right foot back. And just as we did with the first side, so we'll come in and out, do some dynamic movements, and then settle into just a few breaths with a more static hold. So as you're ready, bending the left knee, raising the right arm on an inhale. That's it. Exhale, straightening and releasing. And just a reminder, as you move in this way, there's just a little bit of forward tilt in the spine. That's it. Eventually, we'll end up with the shoulders over the hips, but not yet. Good. And then coming forward this next time, we'll hold. And then inhale, join the left arm with the right overhead. And then just as we did on the first side, exhale, draw the abdomen in, bend the elbows and draw the shoulder blades together. Great. Inhale, that's right. So again, it's less about the particular arm movement and more about engaging here in a standing pose that we're all familiar with, we all enjoy, and just working with it in a different way. You might not be able to hold as long, because it's definitely a much more active way to work, and it really gets in here, gets into the abdomen, and awakens some of that dormant fire that we all have. Of course, we don't want to overheat. So when you're doing this practice, make that assessment. If you need to back off a little bit on the number of repetitions as you move in this way. Good. Sean's probably wondering when he can back off here. So the arms will come overhead. Great. Then inhale, take the shoulders back. Great. So now you're in a classic warrior one, Virabhadrasana one. Soft belly. Just letting the belly rise and fall with each breath. Sure, it's work. The legs are still active. But you're exploring your edge here and finding that sense of effortlessness so that the mind can start to rest in some of that prana shakti that you awaken, that you can access in moving in and out of postures like this. Good. Exhale, release the arms to your side, straighten the left leg, and just rest for a moment here. So we'll move right into the dynamic version of Konasana here next. It's always helpful to just take the back foot, maybe a half step forward. And then left hand to the left hip. And then right arm comes forward and overhead. And then just as we did on the first side, exhaling, pivoting from the hips, coming forward, engaging through the abdomen, and inhaling, coming back off. That's it. Three more times, and then we'll hold on that third time. Notice how Sean's doing a really good job of not going beyond where the spine would start to round. We want to keep the spine extended. And so he stops. Great. Inhale and comes back. We'll get a chance to round here in a minute as we did in the first side. But let's do a little bit more work first. So pause. Now, remember, options on the first side. Right hand can go back to the right hip for a little less load to bear. Stay right where you are. A little bit more challenge. Left arm comes overhead. A little bit more load to bear. You decide what's right for you. Stay engaged through your belly as you breathe. It's not easy to hold the spine when it comes off vertical like this. And it's a great way to really work on abdominal strength. Awareness of the abdomen, but also strength. In addition to hundreds of sit-ups or curls that we all might be used to, this is another way to get it working at a more subtle level, but also to develop tone in the abdomen. Okay, exhale, release forward. Feel free to bend that front knee as much as you might need. This should feel real good. Your hands resting on the floor, maybe the shin, the thigh, some blocks. Sure, it's still a little bit of work in the legs. It's a standing pose. But as we kind of talked about on the first side, you're not having to hold the spine in that upright position. So the breath settles a bit, quiets a bit. The mind, in response to that, gets to settle, gets to quiet a bit. Good. Then you can exhale and just simply step your back foot forward. So you're in Uttanasana once again. And then to come up and out, a deep knee bend, sweep your arms to your side, bring the palms together overhead, and finish with the palms together in front of the chest. Great. Just stand with your arms at your side in Tadasana for a moment. Assessing for yourself how you feel. How you feel in response to working in this way, to working in a more dynamic way in some of these standing poses with that engagement in the abdomen. We'll talk a little bit later about specifically the navel center. It's called the Manipura Chakra. We'll do a little bit of more work in an isolated way with that space. But enough to say, what I'd like to say now is, you know, in the chakra system, each chakra, and we're really working in a focused way on the Manipura chakra here, each chakra has an associated cognitive and active sense associated with each chakra. The cognitive sense associated with the navel center region or Manipura chakra is sight. You're gonna feel more clear in your mind when you work in this way. You're gonna have that luster, that brightness in your eyes. It may not mean your sight literally gets better, but next time you walk down the hall and you see somebody with that luster, that brightness in their eyes, you're gonna have that. And that comes from having a healthy fire here at the solar plexus. There are many ways to get at that. What we're exploring in this class is one way. And we'll talk a little bit towards the very end of just how working in a more concerted way with this space helps open up, helps us access that brightness, that lightness in our minds. Wow, that's a big sell. That's a tall order. So we better go on. So turn to face the long edge of your sticky mat. What we'll do next is a version of revolve triangle. Again, it'll involve a little bit of dynamic movement. And then a little bit of a static hold. And it has the effect of really, once again, getting into this space. And so we'll come in and out a few. Let's just do it, and you'll see what I mean. Inhale the arms to your side. So exhale, bend your right knee and take your left hand towards the right foot. That's it. Inhale, sweep your arms back to the left and come up. So we'll do that three more times, and on the third time we'll hold. Try to think about initiating movement from here rather than taking the left hand towards the right foot and just kind of reaching. It's all the movement on the exhale is generated by your hub, your pranic hub here at the solar plexus. Good, fourth time you'll come in and hold, and you can take the top hand to the sacrum or low back region, palm facing up or down, doesn't matter. Pause here for a moment. Now start refining, you're in a twist, and so you refine this twist with your breath. Inhale, you get long, spine extends, sternum lifts. Exhale, dive into your abdomen, squeeze the belly in and spin. You can explore, perhaps straightening the right leg. But you're really in this space, in that space we've been talking about. And so it may not look like you're twisting dramatically. Sean has a very impressive ability here to pivot and rotate here. So you can see he maintains that length with each inhale. It's on the exhale where he makes the move, where he squeezes and spins. And now you can choose to release that top arm up. Just another breath or two. Good. To come out, bend your right knee deeply and sweep the arms back to the left and come all the way up. And release your hands. And just stand for a minute here. As I mentioned earlier, it's not uncommon to, as you work in this way, to generate a little bit more heat than you might be used to. So know that. You know, the idea of awakening fire here, awakening Agni, we don't want to overheat. We want to rekindle that natural fire that exists here for many, many reasons. But we want to be careful not to overheat. So as we go through the sequence and the rest of the sequence, if you at all feel at a time you've got to back off or just do one or two fewer repetitions, by all means, listen to yourself, trust yourself. In the meantime, let's do the second side. So inhale the arms up. Exhale, bend the left knee deeply as you take your right hand towards the left foot. Good. So three more times, and on that third time, we'll hold. And again, just feeling like the motion, the rotation, the bend originates from here on your exhale. And the arms kind of just come along for the ride. So Sean's come into the hold now, taking the top hand to the low back or sacrum. Now the fun starts. You start to refine a bit with each breath. Each inhale, you get long. You might even back off your twist a little bit, because you don't want to cheat yourself from the inhale. Exhale, dive in, squeeze and spin. Not a clench your teeth, throw out the sacrum type of twist or spin, but just a real thorough, strong engagement in your abdomen as you kind of roll those right rib cage under the left. And then you can choose to extend the top arm up, maybe straighten the left leg. So really feel the inner thighs of both legs lengthen. And you can see Sean has a real nice ability to rotate here and open. Good. To come out, bend the left knee deeply, sweep your right arm all the way back to the right and come up. Great. So let's turn back to the short edge of your sticky mat and just stand in Tadasana for a moment, just as we did earlier. Sometimes if you like a little bit more active Tadasana, you can, you know, kind of activate the arms, spread the fingers wide, but it's fine just to let the arms hang softly from the shoulders. Soft belly. Assimilating, integrating what we've done so far. Some of that dormant fire maybe that we've been able to access and awaken. Noticing how you feel. Okay. From here, we'll bend the knees, separate your feet a little bit beyond hip width, distance apart. Take your hands onto your thighs and just rest and breathe here. We're going to go through two practices here. First is called Akunchana Prasarana, or A&P for short, and it's translated squeezing and releasing. And then we'll move into an Agnisara practice. We've done quite a bit of concerted work already in the solar plexus. So it might be the case that our A&P practice here, which we'll start here shortly, and Agnisara doesn't have to be as elaborate or long as maybe we either think we want it to be, think it should be, or needs to be. So let's do it. But again, if you feel yourself, we want to create heat but not overheat. So know that you've done a lot of work so far, and it might be the case where we spend just a half minute to a minute with A&P and Agnisara. Let's do it. So to begin, A&P is squeezing and releasing. We kind of already did it in fours. Same principle. Exhale, draw the abdomen up and in. Inhale, release the belly. That's it. You're kind of feeling like all of the muscles in the abdomen as you exhale and contract are pulling right in towards the belly button, right towards the navel center. And then as you inhale, you just let go. Squeezing as you round, releasing, letting go as you extend on the inhale. Now, without really stopping, this can transform or move into an Agnisara practice, where on the exhale, rather than the abdomen all pulling in towards the center, it's a pulling up and in from the bottom up. And that, so on the exhale, it starts from the pelvic floor. You can pull up and in through the pelvic floor. And then from the pubis to the sternum, it's this gradual squeezing and contracting up on the exhale and release on the inhale. You can see, Sean, there's a couple options here. Sometimes it's better to kind of stay more static. You don't round so much as you exhale and squeeze and contract and inhale. You let go. What Sean's starting to demonstrate, which can be very helpful and useful, is to let yourself round. Be playful with this. Exhale, draw up and in through the pelvic floor, squeeze through the abdomen, really let yourself kind of pull up and in and straighten the legs a little bit. You kind of employ the ground through the feet and legs to get at that initial pelvic floor drawing up or squeezing up and in through the perineum. And then what follows, of course, is the low belly and the upper belly. And then inhale, just let go in the opposite direction. Just a couple more repetitions. Really straightening your legs, squeezing up and in, that's it. Okay, let's come back up. And come up, draw your feet towards one another again, and stand again in Tadasana. Once again, soft belly now. Just letting the abdomen expand on the inhale and soften on the exhale. Sensing your mind, your nervous system, integrating, feeling, sensing the transformation that happens with work like this, because it does happen. Okay, let's transition to the floor. So inhaling, take your arms to your side and overhead. Exhale, bend the knees, move the pelvis back. Why not take an opportunity to do chair pose? I'm sure you're saying at home. I'm sure Sean is saying that too. Just three breaths here, really strong, no dynamic movement, strong legs, really extended spine. Great. Then exhale, lift the sit bones and fold forward into Uttanasana. On an inhale, you'll step one foot back and then the other into downward facing dog pose. And really in your mind, you're starting to cool down. You're setting that intention. Hey, it's cool down time. And so your downward dog here is just that. It's not any kind of Olympic qualifying downward dog, but rather just a moment to allow the spine to release, to feel the benefits of an inversion here. And then bend the knees and release the knees to the floor and take a few resting breaths in child's pose. Just really allowing each breath to nurture you, to fill you on the inhale, to cleanse, to remove some of the stuff maybe we shook up with what we've done so far. The breath does do that. Its intelligence does that. So we just set our minds, the intention of our minds, to join to that intelligence of the breath. And sense this next inhale, nourishing, and in particular, touching the spine, touching the sacrum, low back region. And the exhale, relieving any tension or fatigue in those same spaces. Okay. On an inhale, slide your hands back towards your knees and sit back on the heels for a moment. So next we'll transition onto our back. We'll do a supported bridge pose with an option for inverted action pose, and I'll talk you through that here in a minute. I'm gonna grab Sean a block. So you'll come down onto your back with the knees bent. Have a block handy. A sturdy block would be great. You know your block has three angles, 1, 2, and 3. You'll place the block under the sacrum and you pick an angle that makes most sense for you. You don't want to strain in the hip flexors or low back at all. You want to feel supported. So stopping at the first or second angle is just fine. If you can tolerate and feel okay on the third highest angle, that's fine too. So Sean, you can pick your angle, pick your height. So a couple things. The spirit, where we're headed here, is cooling down. And so we get a little bit of an inversion with this in a supported way, with this supported bridge. Heart a little bit elevated above the head. And you will want to stay here 2-3 minutes to really get the benefit of this slight inversion and really feel like we're cooling down in a way that we want to. You can stay right here. Another option is to straighten one leg and then the other up towards the ceiling. So you come into a supported inverted action pose. You know, I go to this pose a lot in my own practice and it never fails. Just a couple minutes in a simple supported bridge or inverted action pose, as Sean is showing, goes a long way for me to restoring energy and feeling coming back to a place of balance after a long day at work or after an asana practice like we did together today. Your belly's right there. Really let it be soft here. Just let it fill and expand on the inhale and softly release and relax on the exhale. If you'd like, you could explore taking the legs apart from one another a little bit. It doesn't have to be, again, you know, we want to hold 2 or 3 minutes, but you can explore different leg variations, or you spend 30 seconds with the legs, feet on the floor, 30 seconds with the legs up. Doesn't really matter, but let's definitely get the benefit of being slightly inverted in this way for that 2-3 minute time frame. So abdomen stays real soft. And you just notice in your mind. How the position of the body, the inverted aspect of the posture is helping restore energy to you, helping you to cool down a bit, helping to balance the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Great. Then, as you feel ready, you can release the feet back to the floor if you've chosen to raise the legs. As you're ready, on an inhale, lift the pelvis, take the block to one side. Grab your block. Just rest for a moment and breathe. No need to counter too quickly. And then as you're ready, a natural counter to this would be to draw the thighs towards the abdomen, kind of hug the legs up towards the body and maybe curl up as Sean is showing. can feel nice maybe to take the knees wide, down towards the sides, towards the armpits, into a happy baby pose, clasping the backs of the legs wherever you can, and as Sean is showing, just gently rocking side to side. Just a finishing movement or two, finishing stretch before we come into Shavasana, relaxation pose. And Sean, you can do that when you're ready. You have this beautiful head pillow for Sean. You can adjust that as you need to. Take a moment just to settle into the support of the floor. It should feel real good, real nice to rest in this way. There's almost a sense of gratitude in your mind that there's a pose like this where you can just let go. Let go of the normal ways in which we need to grip physically, contract, to move around in life, let alone a class like we did. It's really letting yourself appreciate that and kind of relax into that feeling. As you just, with each breath, observe the abdomen rise and fall. There's even a sense of gratitude in the mind that you don't have to do much to breathe. By now you feel established in just the right pace of breath for you. And you have that sense that it's the breath that's breathing the body. We'll give the mind a chance to rest in a moment as well, but let's spend a little bit of time going through a systematic relaxation in an effort to bring about a kind of even deeper letting go at a physical level, but also, you know, Shavasana or relaxation practice can be very much have a very strong pranayama aspect or even a pratyahara aspect as you learn to rest the mind in different areas of the body and feel whatever you might feel from those at those different points in the body. So beginning with the forehead, feeling a softness across your forehead and into the temples and the eyes and the ears, softening the jaw, and the lips and the corners of the mouth, the tongue, the back of the tongue where it meets the throat. Softening at both shoulder joints, down the arms through the elbows and forearms and wrists, into the palms of the hands, the fingers and the fingertips. And then take a few breaths as though you were inhaling, exhaling through the tips of the fingers and thumbs. Then your awareness moves from the tips of the fingers and thumbs back up through the arms, elbows, upper arms, into the shoulder joints, across the collarbones, and into the heart center, a place we call the heart center, which is essentially at the midpoint of the sternum. Let your awareness rest there. Then you sense this next inhale now, kind of filling the entire chest region, including the heart itself, providing nourishment to those spaces. And the exhale, taking with it any restrictions, congestion we might feel in the chest region and the heart itself. A awareness then moves down into the abdomen, the navel center region. A place where we had quite a bit of focus during the last hour or so. So really allowing awareness to rest there at the navel center region. Inhale, nourishing. Exhale, cleansing. Softening then in the low belly, pelvis, the pelvic floor. You sense a letting go out into both hip joints, the backs of the legs, the buttocks, the hamstrings, the thighs, knees, backs of the knees, shins and calves, ankles and feet, toes and toe tips. And then a few breaths as though you were inhaling, exhaling out through the tips of the toes. And then following any sensations you might sense at the tips of the toes into the soles of the feet, back up through the lower legs and knees, thighs, hip joints, and then across the pelvis to the pelvic floor at the base of the spine, allowing awareness to rest there for a moment. Then let your awareness begin to move up the spine. First, right into the tailbone where it touches the floor, support underneath you. Sense the inhale filling that space, the exhale relieving any tension, fatigue at the area of the tailbone. Awareness then moves a little bit higher into the sacrum, the lumbar spine. Inhale, nourishing those spaces. Exhale, removing fatigue, relieving tension. Awareness moving a little bit higher now into the mid-back. Into the upper back in between the shoulder blades. The back of the neck. The back of the head, where it touches the floor, or support underneath you. And finally, the crown of the head. Having traveled from the head to the toes and back to the head again, take a few breaths as though your whole body were breathing. Body rests comfortably, breath flows smoothly and evenly. Yet you sense yourself fully alive with pranic shakti as you allow the whole body to be nourished with each inhale, to be cleansed with each exhale. Finally, let the mind rest now. The systematic relaxation process is over, so let the mind rest. We know, as students of yoga though, sometimes the mind doesn't easily want to rest, so we give it a support. That support for you might be simply the comfort of the posture that you're resting in. That comfort might be the rhythm, the smoothness, the evenness of your breathing. Or it might be that that support is the mind itself. As you learn to experience, as you learn to rest the mind in itself, and in that place, from where we learn to witness and observe thoughts, feelings, sensations, and just come back to that resting place in the mind. Knowing that that place is home for us. It's a good place to rest. We feel protected there. Then gradually, just begin to take a deeper breath, deeper inhale. That'll begin a process of transitioning up to a seated position. There's sort of a healthy anticipation in your mind to want to come up to a seated position, the mind having got a taste for kind of resting in itself here in Shavasana. So, gradually bringing some movements back into the fingers and toes and the hands and the feet. As you feel ready, drawing the legs together and bending the knees and rolling to your right side. And then as you feel ready, turning to the floor a little bit more and using your left hand to push yourself up and come into a seated position. Having come into a seated position, you go through a very similar process as you do in Shavasana. First, you spend a moment just to feel supported by the floor, by the props that you might be using. So it's, you don't feel like you're having to hold a pose, rather, but are held by the position and the props. That allows you to then focus on your breath and to feel like you're established again here in a seated position, just the right pace of breathing for you. Abdomen gently fills with each inhale, softens back towards the body as you exhale. And then beginning to sense the breath filling the entire body. The inhale, filling, nourishing from head to toe. The exhale, emptying, cleansing from head to toe. And then gradually, you bring your awareness to the tip of the nostrils and begin to feel the breath moving in and out of the nostrils. we're transitioning towards the mind. And we stop at this juncture, at the tip of the nostrils, in an effort to anchor or allow the mind to focus, but also to really soothe the mind. So as you inhale, you sense perhaps the inhale moving from the tips of the nostrils up through the nose to the space between the eyebrows. You exhale. You sense the exhale moving from the eyebrow center down through the nose, out through both nostrils. The mind focused in this way, but also resting in these sensations. You might make a mental note to yourself, having gone through a sequence like we explored together, with a focus on the navel center, that perhaps there's just an ease with which the mind is able to rest. You sense that the mind is just naturally wanting to rest in these sensations from the nostrils to the eyebrow center on the inhale, and eyebrow center to the nostrils with each exhale. This is prana. This is prana shakti. And it's as though the mind has found a long-lost family member or a dear friend, and it just wants to rest in that pleasant pool of pranashakti as you inhale and exhale. Om, peace, peace, peace. Namaste.